Welcome to G.L. Horton's Stage Page. Today is Sunday, the 15th of April, 2007. I had planned to bring you an interview G.L. had with Alan Woods about a week ago. It's here somewhere, I know it is, and when I find it, I'll deliver it. My apologies. So, I'll be giving you the 1222 Brighton from London, Victoria instead. We'll start with the notes Will Stackman put together for the week in Boston Theatre, add in the one-act play, talk a bit about podcasting, then our purpose served, close up for another week. You can comment on our show from our homepage or by emailing me at dlmeyer@mindspring.com. Hope to be hearing from you. The big opening this week was Huntington's world premiere at the Wimberley of Noah Heidel's Persephone, with a stunning performance by Melinda Lopez as Demeter, a statue. Wheelock Family Theatre also opened Winnie the Pooh in time for spring vacation. Zeitgeist is starting up Paul Rudnick's Valhalla at the BCA, while the Theatre Offensive premieres the new musical they've developed, Surviving the Neon. Over at MIT, Underground Railway and the Catalyst Collaborative have premiered a stage adaptation of Einstein's Dreams, while Nora Theatre revives Sam Shepard's Buried Child at Boston Playwrights. This week, the Footlight Club in Jamaica Plain will be doing The Wizard of Oz, their offering for the younger set, and Mike Daisy continues his monologues at Zero Arrow for the ART. For reviews by Will Stackman, go to On the Isle at http://profwill.spymac.com. Last week we were able to get E. Grace Noonan together with Katie Curley to do the short one-act A Late Lunch. E. Grace stayed behind a bit to record the 1222 Brighton from London, Victoria, and to catch up with Geraldine. It was a nice chat, but I think you'll appreciate this even more. E. Grace Noonan reading the 1222 Brighton from London, Victoria.
Whoop! We made it! Now, I'm going to stand perfectly still here, love, till the world stops spinning. I'm going to shut my eyes and count to three, and when I open them, one, two, whoop, two and a half, easy does it, four, no, lovey, I don't dare move just yet, but if I anchor myself here, I'll be, whoop, sorry, love, whoop. The spinning stopped, but now it's beginning to effing lurch. Oh, yes, the train's moving. Brilliant. The train has to move. Has to effing lurch back and forth, back and... else we won't ever get back from London to our snug little flatty poos, will we, love? Mine at Burgess Hill, or yours at... Oof. Why don't you go find a seat, I'll be fine, love. Once you've found me a place to plot. Go on. Go. No kind of you to offer, sir. But once I've made my way up the aisle to sit with my handsome young friend there, I'll be all righty-tighty. Or as righty as a tighty can be. Ah, my clever young friend has found us seats. Superlative seats, considering that the ones near at hand are all taken up by blokes like you lot. Every one of you, potted as I am by the look of you. Woo! Sorry about this. Why is this train so crowded? It's not usually. One can stagger on and plop right down in a seat by the door, usually. Oh, you don't look familiar. What's your yes, love, coming. Be right with you. Very hospitable. A regular bleeding soulmate you are. But perhaps you place too much importance on propinquity. Properly, a girl should pop with the gent she came in with, don't you think? Ah, then. Never let it be said that Pamela Squires is too tiddly to toddle to her proper plop beside the gentleman to whom I was properly introduced. If only I could remember his name. I'm a blank. Help with your name, lovey. George! Yes, of course, George. How could I forget? A royal George. A Georgie Porgie pudding and pie. King of all plops. How clever of you, Georgie, to commandeer all these seats. Good job I made it to... which? Perhaps spread my assets over two or three? I'm game if you are, Georgie. Onward, tipsy somethings. All to you, Georgie. Plop down before I fall down. Not there. Sit where you can look at me. That is, if I don't look too frazzled. I almost said if I don't look as bad as I feel. But I feel wonderful, brilliant, absolutely top of the world. Just that my head is spinning and my tongue is threatening to misbehave. Must be all the mixing. Haven't mixed like that since I was a girl sneaking little nips from the grown-ups. Oh, you must have done, Georgie. I started quite sensibly with a classic gin and tonic. But then some bloke insisted I try his nasty home brew. Abominable stuff. Did he force you to try it? Brilliant. You're a better man than I am, Gunga Din. I had to wash it away with a tequila sunrise. After that, I had a whole rainbow of things, all made with vodka. I love you, vodka, don't you? Vodka's brill. The working girl's friend. Sometimes when our jolly crew staggers back from lunch, totally pissed, but smelling innocent as the flowers of May, I wonder if the office doesn't run on vodka. Might as well dash it directly into the coolers. Cheers! What was that, love? No, go on, out with it! Even the lowliest of Nigel's employees is allowed his opinion. Fucking express it, even! You're not? Not with Nigel? But I thought Avril said... Are you in photography, then? So then what do you do? You were at Nigel's party, Georgie. I was introduced to you. This whole flirtation is not the product of delirium tremens or premature senility or... Righto. With Avril. Feel up, perhaps. As these things go... I'd give it 1.5 stars. Not up there with Nigel's legendary Boxing Day bash, but not a total balls up either. Ugh, don't mind me. I've made so many command appearances at these things, it's hard for me to believe that anyone goes voluntarily. To the clients, love. To be nice to the clients. Ply them with Nigel's booze and overwhelm them with my charm. You're goddamn right I am, darling. Paid plenty for it, too, I am. But I ought to be sloughing most of that off at Clapham Junction and be almost human by Preston Park. No, it's a good job, really. Nigel's a good sort. Proper, considerate. Like the company cars. We all have keys to the company Jags. Use one every fucking weekend. Fucking Christ! Now, where did I leave it? In the bloody car park? What did I tell Nigel? Did I tell him it all? Oh, Hampstead Garage. Right. Remind me, Georgie. When I get off, I must ring up and leave this on Nigel's machine. No. No, I had no intention of driving. Not after that third vodka thing, the one we shared with... Guava juice inspired you to reveal that your flatty poo is in Preston Park. Which, being the very next station after mine at Burgess Hill, makes it oh so convenient for us to catch the 12:22 together. Odd that I've never noticed you.
Did you?
Perhaps I was working. But then I don't take this train often as I used to do. Right after the divorce, my ex would take Amanda every weekend. Great way to move up in the firm, being free on weekends. Go to all the dues, party with all the clients, make myself indispensable. Sleep in, skip breakfast. No patter of little slippers. I rose like a rocket. Back then. Nowadays, the dewy-eyed bitches from the red bricks are nipping at my heels. At my still round, but not so fancy-free heels. Thanks. I like what I can see of yours, too. Which in those trousers is just about everything. My legs are not bad, it's true. But only my bum has ever been spectacular. Legs are last to go, you know. Marlena Dietrich had great legs in her bloody coffin. My twit of an ex used to say that if Amanda turned out to have her mother's bum and her father's brain, she could run the BBC. Good job, Amanda, to get my ex's brain, since that's all she's getting. The bloody twit. Well, what do you know about it? You ever have kids? Didn't think so. Loving nobody's old enough. But you can have one at 15 anyway. Which, no, I did not do. Thank you for the flattery. It's all right. The sweet thing to say, really. You get points for sweetness. That's besides your points for being so utterly yum. However, a kid puts a crimp in your sex life, Georgie. Unless you've got a nanny or a mum. My mum's in Burgess Hill right now, sleeping next to Amanda. One eye open to see what the cat drags in. Give us a word or two of welcome, Mum, would? So what will I tell her? That I'm being nice to one of Nigel's prospects? It's my job. Mom thinks my job is to mother Amanda. If I stay out all night, she'll have me head. It is. It's just like being a child again. Having somebody who... Well, can you blame me? I forget. Used to be I could leave Amanda overnight with Mom and Dad in Broccoli. Carry on like a bachelor girl. Can't do that anymore. Can't leave Amanda. The Broccoli flat was burgled. It's not safe. A fucking bloody burglar. The girl could have been killed. And why not? The bastard might have done it. I mean, if he's bloody going to break into flats that have people asleep in them, who knows what he might do? You can't tell, can you? What people are capable. I have to get Mom and Dad out of Broccoli, that's what. Scramble up the ladder, win the sweepstakes, snag a duke. Not fucking bloody likely now, then, is it? Good legs and a passable bum do not suffice. Yes, yes, you said that, love. You were properly appreciative. My bum is top of the line, my legs first rate. The question now, however, is, can they walk? Can my smooth and shapely legs lift me off this seat and carry me out the door and across the platform, to say nothing of down the station stairs and up Burgess Hill? You would? You think you could? Not little Amanda or some anorexic model. And you aren't exactly the Gibraltar of sobriety. Are you even certain you can walk yourself? It's not so easy. Getting off last week's 12:22, there was a young girl, couldn't have been more than 17, weaving along the platform so drunk she was walking and passing out at the same time. She was only saved from falling onto the tracks by a quick-witted passenger. If he hadn't been the one closest to her, if it had been you or me or one of this lot, we would have let her fall, maybe fallen in with her. That'd have been a nasty cock-up, wouldn't it? Train held in the station for God knows how long, dozens sleeping it off on a siding instead of in their own little Brighton beds at the end of the line. Very sad, that, wouldn't it? For the kids and the mums and the dads all waiting up. Well, woo! My legs and I seem to be vertical. Nothing spinning so far. So, good. Now I proceed up the aisle as sedately as possible. Wish me good luck. What? We've passed Hassocks, didn't you notice? Next is Burgess Hill, my station. After that, your place at Preston Park. Did I say that? In those words? Oh, well, I must have sobered up then, since I mean, it's quite sweet of you to offer, Georgie, and you really are most deliciously built, even in those awful pants. But I'm not drunk enough now. Not enough to go to bed with a stranger. At least not with a stranger with whom I have, what, 3 points in common? We like sex, we like vodka, we ride on the 1222. Sorry, love. Ta.
Things slowed down a bit this past week. Letitia's cheering squad thinned out, except for the few that really liked what they heard. Down from last week, but up from the week before. So I started another show. Nothing like this one, mostly just to provide my own identity on the Podomatic forums. If you'd like to start your own show, just surf out to www.podomatic.com and sign up for a free account. You can go pro later if you need to. Anyway, it seems my identity was no big secret. I have half a dozen subscribers already, and all I do is blaspheme for about a minute. Check me out at dlmeyer.podomatic.com. I'll try to find something else spicy to say this week. The good news is that my forum comments are now accompanied by my own name and face, not GL's name and elephant. Larry Stark runs a Theater Mirror website and covers as much of the Boston area theater scene as he can manage. He is only one man, though, and lacks the ability to be everywhere each night. There are many of you, though, and that many can be many places every night and see shows Larry can't. Go to a show, big stage or church basement, then email him a quick message with the details and a few words describing what you thought about the show. He can be reached at larry@theatermirror.com. Tell him we sent you. That seems to be it for this week. Be nice if I could find the interview for next week. Interviews play well, but our job here is to get GL produced. Can't do that without getting your scripts heard. This was a good one, and nicely acted. Once again, comments can be sent directly to dlmeyer@mindspring.com. Until next week.